Everybody, Pastor Buddy, sitting in with you this afternoon, late in the evening, Nashville time. It is 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central. Glad to have you aboard with us on the Shepherd's Call. We're going into the message this evening on lost sheep and no shepherd. We're going to give you the Shepherd's Call Radio Network affiliation time schedule if you would like to join us later this evening on WWCR. That's 5070 at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central Time in the Nashville area. We'll be on live with another hour of the Shepherd's Call. And that exciting series is part two of unveiling the Passover. So we'd like for you to join us on WWCR. We're glad to have you sitting in here this evening with us on WNQM, 1300 on the AM dial around the radio network. Pastor Buddy joining you, and we greet you in the mighty, magnanimous, magnificent, wholesome, everlasting, powerful, loving, kind name of Yahweh. That's the Hebrew name for a Hebrew God that is looking for a Hebrew people. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not think that you have Hebrew or Israelite rights or ties to that nation. But we'll find in the evidence that we're going to present, as it's recorded in Ezekiel 34:12, as a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the search and the seeking goes on. Now, if you are one of the sheep, you are registered to the genetic offspring of Jacob, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth bears the name of the Creator, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, and of His government, there shall be no end. You know, the Bible says that the shepherd will come and search for the sheep. We do believe that that's already been fulfilled. That's in the book of Ezekiel, again, chapter 34, verse 15. Listen what it says. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Eternal. I will search for my sheep, saith Yahweh. I myself will search for them that have wandered over the mountains and over the high hills. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them. So behold, I, the Lord, will both seek and search out my sheep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that prophecy was fulfilled in the Messiah, who when he came said in the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, "Other sheep I have that are not of this fold." And so here we're seeing indications that even at the time of Christ, when he came to search his sheep and to seek them, that there was a flock of sheep with no shepherd scattered throughout the whole earth, as he says here in Ezekiel chapter 34 and 11. "For this is what the sovereign mighty one says, I myself will search for my sheep and look for them." Now, isn't that wonderful? Like a shepherd, and all of the sheep that were given to him, according to his own prophecy and his own word, he said, "I have lost none." Isn't it exciting to know that there is a distinct possibility that you belong to the household of Israel, and that you yourself, although you have thought of yourself as a Gentile, scattered into the foreign countries, separated from the commonwealth of that physical location of Israel in those days. Remember, according to history, the 10 nations of Israel was scattered across the Caucasus Mountains after they were taken into captivity by the Assyrian power, and they were dealt kindly with, and they were actually loosed. And instead of returning back from whence they came, they continued their westward flight across the Caucasus Mountains, and these lost sheep became known as the Caucasians. And the Messiah told us, the prophets and the teachers and the preachers and the shepherds, to look for those sheep scattered abroad. And that's the whole purpose this evening of searching for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Do not provoke the Lord to anger. Return unto him and seek him with your whole heart, and then the Bible says you shall find him. A lost sheep? Well, in Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 17, "As for my flock, this is what the sovereign eternal says, I will judge between one sheep and another, between the rams and the goats." Remember, in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31, he said, "When the Son of Man," who was incidentally the shepherd of the lost sheep that came to gather together the elect into one fold with one shepherd, and he says, "I have lost none." Well, ladies and gentlemen, you may be lost, separated, and indifferent from the commonwealth. But if your name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life, and you have a holy calling, remember the Bible said that the gifts and the callings are without repentance. And so then, if you are one of the many sheep that he has scattered around the world, then he's going to seek you out. For as he said in Ezekiel 34, verse 20, "Therefore thus saith the Mighty One, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep." Because you shove with flank and shoulder, butting all the weak sheep with your horns and driving them away, I will save my flock, and they will no longer be plundered or scattered. I will judge between the sheep, and as it is written in Matthew again, Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he as the shepherd will separate the sheep from the goats. And that's what he was prophetically uttered in the 34th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. You are my sheep, the sheep of my pastor. You're my people. I'm your God, declares the sovereign Yahweh. Now, Yahweh is the national name of the Creator. Always has been his name, always will be. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, we're not serving a Hebrew God. Oh, yes, we are. Well, you may think, well, I'm not a Hebrew person. Well, maybe you are. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the mystery of the great name that was kept secret from the foundation of the world, revealed to babes and sucklings, is just being now declared throughout the earth, because in the last days, the name that was rejected of the builders, the same will become the head of the corner. And a name that was imposed upon the will of the people, a name that seems right. And you know what the scripture says. There is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof is death. And from such turn away. Thus saith Yahweh, once again I will yield to the plea of the house of Israel, and I will do this for them. I will make their people as numerous as the sheep, or the sand of the sea, or the stars in the heavens. Isn't it marvelous that the Father give us a plan, and that he would scatter the power of the sheep and the holy people throughout the earth, and that he would seek in the last days, put his hand in to recover the flock, that they would be one shepherd and one flock and one name above all names that is given to a people that would call upon his name without reservation, without fear or intimidation, without fear, ignorance, or superstition. This is the name given whereby that has salvation. Neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby a man can be saved. So this great, powerful, magnanimous, magnificent, glorious, all-powerful, all-loving, kind name, rejected by the translators who favored the Greek god of the Roman dynasty, if you will, and the Greek god Zeus. Well, the pagan gods of antiquity does not replace the name hidden, but now in the last days being revealed by the true shepherds to bring you the name that's above every name. That at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth. 5,823 times alone his name was recorded in the Old Testament Bible. Now, let me give that to you again. 5,823 times, everywhere you see in the Old Testament, and as well as the New Parchment, the name L-O-R-D, that was a substitute for the sacred four letters of YHVH. The holy, magnanimous, magnificent name of Yahweh was set aside by the builders in favor of a Greek Latin name that has become popular throughout the whole earth. Well, just because something has become popular, and a lot of it, doesn't make it necessarily true. You know, a famous man in history made this a famous now statement. a lie told often enough eventually becomes the truth. Now, what do we mean by that, Pastor Buddy? Well, a name that has been often repeated and written in a love letter included in the text, maybe the name that the builders rejected is the name that should have made it into the Bible, but was translated out of the scriptures by crafty men who lay in wait to deceive. And therein lies the whole purpose of hunting and seeking and searching for the sheep. In the book of Micah, chapter 2, verse 12, I will surely gather all of you, Jacob. I will bring you together as the remnant of Israel, and I will bring you together like sheep in a pen, like a flock in a pasture. And the place will throng with a people, meaning that a large gathering in the last days will come to the revelation of the truth, as it is written in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. Also, one sheep is to be taken from every flock of 200 from the well-watered pastures of Israel. There will be grain and offerings and fellowship offerings to make atonement for the people, declares the sovereign Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, when Jacob fled from the territory of Mesopotamia, he was given a wife. To pay for her, he tended sheep for 14 years. Now, the Bible says that Abel was a keeper of the sheep. Jacob was a tender of the sheep. The Messiah was the shepherd of the sheep. And if you are a lost sheep, to you the promise will be given that in the last days the Father will make an attempt to gather together the elect of God into one fold with one shepherd, recognizing only one name. And by one name, we're given the covenant promise that our Father said, I will surely gather you, the remnant of Jacob, from among the nations in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion among flocks of sheep. And ladies and gentlemen, that prophecy is now being fulfilled before your very eyes. In Zechariah chapter 10, the idols speak deceit. The diviners see visions that lie. They tell dreams that are false, and they give comfort in vain. Therefore, the people wander like sheep oppressed for the lack of a shepherd. Well, ladies and gentlemen, in the last days, he said, I will send for hunters and for fishermen, and they will fish for the elect. And in the last days, the elect shall be gathered from the four corners of the earth. Not as a few people, but as many. As it is written in Zechariah 11:4, I am going to raise up a shepherd over the land who will not care for all of the enemy, but shall feed the sheep in the midst of trouble. Well, the good shepherd came in the 10th chapter of John, the Messiah, known as Jesus Christ, came as the shepherd to attend the sheep. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the same one that went away is coming in the clouds of glory. Together the elect of God into one body, where there shall be one faith, one foe, and one shepherd, and one baptism, and one name. This name is the name that is above every name in heaven and in earth. This is a name that has all power in heaven and in earth. Now, when he came, he tells us in the 7th chapter of the book of Matthew to watch out for false prophets, for they will come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. Well, should we be careful? Should we really examine the church pew that we sit in? Should we examine the doctrine that the church brings forth? Oh, you say, well, they can sing so good, and it's so convenient, and the church is so comfortable. And mom and dad went there, and so on and so forth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that doesn't necessarily make for the truth. Let me tell you how many souls feel today. They feel just like they did in Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. When he saw the crowds that were wondering, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless and cast out. They were like a sheep without a shepherd. Well, if you feel like you don't fit into any religious system of the day, if you feel like the square peg in the round hole trying to fit into the world system of religion, then perhaps it's time for you to move up to the revelation of the true name of the shepherd of your soul. This name was set at naught of the builders. It wasn't used, ladies and gentlemen. It should have been, but it was purposely, intentionally left out and replaced and covered up and concealed by the crafty and by the vicious wolves that came in unaware to change times and laws and even change the great, magnanimous, magnificent name of the Creator. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 16, he said, I send you out like sheep among the wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as a snake, but innocent as a dove. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're going to survive in this maze of Babylonian confusion, where man's way is the seem right way, where tradition is the norm rather than the exception, when they cast the truth to the ground, when they tickle their ears, when they make great alluring messages to allure the flesh man, when they appeal more to the carnal than they do to the spirit. The Bible said in the last days that men will not endure sound doctrine. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do when the truth is required to replace the tradition that comes so easily creeping into our life? The Bible said, full well, we reject God's commandments and truth. And the Bible says they will literally cast the truth to the ground and prosper. Marvel not if the wicked prosper, the Bible says, and marvel not if the religious world builds bigger buildings to worship in, because the bigger the building, usually the bigger the deceit. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're too pessimistic. I'm wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Notice this. Matthew chapter 12, verse 12. How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? Therefore, you need to know that your soul is more precious to our Heavenly Father than it is to a sheep. But he compared the sheep nature of man to the Lamb of God, who opened not his mouth when he was drugged before vile sinners and killed. But he died for you. Now in Matthew chapter 15, verse 24, I quoted to you that the message is too foreign about the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He answered, I am sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And in Matthew chapter 18, do not look down on these little ones that I have chosen, for I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father. For the Son of Man come to seek the sheep that were lost. Ladies and gentlemen, are you in the hunt? Are you in search of the truth? The Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But first of all, the Bible recommends that you come out from among the goats. Remember, he says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all his holy angels with him, then he will sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate the sheep from the goats. You see, a goat is something that is in the fold. But the difference is, a goat will butt around on the word. A sheep will hear his voice. That's the difference between the sheep and the goat. A goat will, I know it says that, but, and the sheep will hear it and obey it and become a doer of it and will save his soul and them that hears him. For he will place the sheep on the right, and the goats will go to his left. Now in Matthew chapter 26, verse 31, the Messiah began to tell them that this night you will all fall away on account of me, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered, as it was proclaimed in Zechariah chapter 13, a fulfillment prophecy, verse 7. The shepherd was struck. Now, who struck the shepherd? The evil, the wicked, the vile sinners, Satan's children, who killed him. In Mark chapter 6, verse 34, then the Messiah landed in his little boat and saw a large crowd. He had compassion upon them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. Ladies and gentlemen, there is many things for you to know and to learn about the shepherd. First of all, you need to learn his true name. Second of all, you need to learn how to use it. And a third, you need to prepare to meet the shepherd, the bishop of your soul. For the shepherd came to seek and to save that which was lost. And if there's one sheep out of the fold, the Messiah will come and search for it, as he said in his word. The searching for the sheep. The searching for the truth. Are you man or woman enough to come out of tradition? Are you man or woman enough to acknowledge the true name versus the false name, whereby many wander on the path as goats? I know it says that, but this is the way we've done it. I know it says this. This is the way it's written. But the Bible says that they will come in unaware. They will add things to the love letter that are not true. Perhaps, maybe, that they've added a name that you live by but is dead. Perhaps it's a name of blasphemy. Perhaps it's a name that all the world wonders after. For he said in John 10:1, I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep fold by the gate, but climbs in some other way, is a thief and a robber. And you can believe, ladies and gentlemen, that those thieves and robbers that have got into the way will get out of the way when the judgment is set and the sheep and the goats are gathered before him, as it states in Matthew 25, where we have the great dividing by the shepherd of our soul, who will give us the right to the kingdom principles in the day of judgment. Are you ready to meet God? Are you ready to acknowledge his true name? Are you really sure that you know what that name is? Have you searched the scripture for wherein you think you have eternal life, you have none? Have you signed the church register and become a participating lukewarm Christian? Do you profess him with your mouth, but your heart is still empty and aches because of a lack of obedience on your part? Remember, the man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. And by that gate was the gate of Revelation. The key to that gate is the divine covenant name that was kept secret and was concealed rather than revealed. The name that got into the New Testament is a name that is suspect. Write for my free track on what the true name of the Creator really is. Just say, Pastor Buddy, I would like to have the track on the true name. And I'll give you our mailing address at the end of the program, so stay tuned for the information that you will need that I will send to you free of charge. It is the divine covenant name suppressed by the church. Now let me repeat that. The divine covenant name suppressed and hidden by the church fathers. Why did they hide this name? There's a combination of reasons, and you need to know for what reasons and what intentions that the divine covenant name of truth was concealed rather than real. Remember, the Bible says that they will reject the true name and accept a name that seems right. In the book of Revelations, chapter 13, verse 1, it talks about a name of blasphemy. And it talks about all of the people, including a lot of sheep, that wonder after this false name that seems right. And I've been telling you about a name that seems right, but is not the true name of Revelation salvation. See, salvation is only in one name and by one name only. This name was revealed in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew Bible. You can read it right out of the Hebrew Bible, his name, 5,823 times, whereas in the English-speaking Bible, it says, the Lord God said this, and the Lord God said that. Well, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, that there's many lords and many gods. So Lord is only a title. That's not his name. if you only know him by his title, then you disrespect him by failing to use his name. You shall know the truth. And in John 10:1, he said, I tell you the truth. You got to enter in by the gate. Now, the gate is the name. Let's go to John 17, verse 6. Listen to the gospel. I have manifested thy name. This is the Messiah doing the talking in the 17th chapter of the book of John, verse 6. I have manifested thy name unto the men that thou gavest me out of the world. And they've kept your word. I have manifested thy name. What is the Father's name? Do you know the Father's name? Well, did you know that the Father's name and the Son's name is the same? In John 5:43, the Son said, I come in my Father's name. Now, what was the Father's name? Did the Father have a Hebrew name and the Son have a Greek Latin name? I don't think so. But what if he was given a Greek Latin name? Doesn't make it necessary true, does it? Of course not. And therein lies the deceit of those who lay in wait to deceive and would deceive the very elect, if possible. But it's not possible if you're a man or a woman or a child of God, that you want the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you, Creator. What is his name? Approximately 7,000 times his name is recorded. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said in the mouth of two or three witnesses let every word be established, and you cannot be halted between two opinions, as the people of Baal, B-A-A-L, which was substituted later for L-O-R-D, Lord, was replaced by Baal, and our Creator is referred to in the English-speaking Bible as Lord. This is very disrespectful if you know the true meaning of the word Lord. There's many lords. Now, which Lord are you addressing? Well, you say, well, Pastor Ben, I'm calling on the Creator. The Lord knows who He is. That may be true, but see, the secret is for you to pass through the gate, you've got to know what His name is, and the key to the whole revelation is the name. There's none other name given under heaven whereby that you can be saved. Well, if you're not in that name, it's evident you're not going to be saved. You've got to have that name. According to Revelation 22, verse 16, you must have that name in your forehead. In Revelations 14:1, you must have the name of the Father in your forehead. Now, what's the name of the Father? When you unveil the Father's name, you will find the Son's name hidden within the name of the Father. By one name are we all baptized into one body. The whole family in heaven and earth is in one name. There's none other name given among men. This name is a name above all names, and at this name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. So there's coming a day when you're going to have to bow and confess. And what if you haven't heard his name? What if you don't know his name? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, in that day, many will profess that they know him, and they will say, Lord, and here's where Lord doesn't have any effect on the truth. Lord, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? And then shall he that has the secret name say unto them, Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Are you a sheep? Do you really want the truth? Are you really hungry? Do you feel like those of the sheep that were abandoned on the hills of time? neglected, rejected? Are you confused? Do you hunger and thirst? Are you empty? Are you lonely? Are you needing the truth? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is just one call away from revelation. The truth is the sum of the matter. You shall know the truth. John 10:3 says, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. Now, who was this man that claimed that he come in the Father's name? That he manifested the Father's name in John 17:6? That he revealed the name in John 17:26? That in John 14 he said, let not your heart be troubled, for if you believe in God, then believe in me. Well, Philip said, Lord, show us the Father that it sufficeth us or satisfies. And the Messiah said, have you been so long with me, Philip, and you don't know me? When you see me, you see the Father. Well, when he revealed the Father's name, he told his disciples what name that they were to use to go out into all the world. Well, you say, Pastor Buddy, we know the book of Acts that the apostolic fathers, those who were instructed to go forth, used the name of Jesus. Is that the actual name? Are you sure? Are you certain that you've not been deceived by a name or a way that seems right? Do you want the rest of the truth? If you do, write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy now. This is all the address you'll need. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, let me give it to you again. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Write for my free track on the Divine Covenant name hidden from the Christian world at large. The Divine Covenant name hidden from the Christian world at large. This is a name that was kept secret from the foundation of the world. This is a name that is holy. This is a name that is sacred. This is a name that was revealed in the Old Testament 5,823 times, and yet concealed by the language experts who converted the Hebrew into English, and then they superimposed or changed or altered the Divine Covenant name. Who would dare do that? Paul said, I know that after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in, not sparing the flock. The Bible says that they shall deceive the very elect. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you change the love letter and add one word to it, that's what they done. They took out the Divine Covenant name and put in a substitute. The substitute name was an appropriate name of the great God Zeus. Need I say more? And this name caused all of the world to wonder after the beast and to receive its mark and the number of its name, because the mark of the beast is a number of a name. And this name is a Semite name. This name is a name that will be sung to literally millions and praised and honored and glory given to this name, when in actuality Satan and his divine deceit, meaning perverting the divine covenant with a way that seems right and adding a name that seems right, but given the great god of antiquity, of the Greek-Roman day, Jesus, given that name, power, and prestige and honor to sit in the temples of deceit and confusion. Remember, the Bible said, come out of my her, my people, and be not a partakers of her evil works, and I will receive you. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This shepherd had a name, and it wasn't Greek. This shepherd had a name, and it wasn't Latin. This shepherd had a name from the foundation of the world that was coated and covered and concealed by a group of crafty people who had motives of deception and deceit that would run deep into the veins of tradition. Now, the Bible says full well they reject the commandments to keep their tradition. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. John 10:15. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I will bring them, and they will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. John 10:16. But in John 10:26, for the unbelievers, he said, you don't believe because you're not my sheep. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's not everything that says, Lord, Lord, that's going to enter in on the day of judgment. For they will say, haven't we done many wonderful works in your name? In your name cast out devils, and in your name we've done this. And the Messiah will confess unto them in that day, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Would you like the truth? Would you like the revelation? Would you like the covenant tract that I have sent to you free and postpaid? Just ask for it, and I'll send it to you. It's an instructional tract of revelation and information that shows you how that they've concealed the divine name and how a name of a god of pagan origins, Jesus, was placed into the Holy Scriptures. And the Bible said, beware of them that would add to or take from. You say, Pastor Buddy, they wouldn't dare. Well, they did. Crafty men crept in unaware to do the very thing that we're warned of in Revelations 22, that any man that adds to this text, to him should be added to plagues. You see, that's the devil's lot in the end of days for deceiving, and would deceive the very elect if possible. But as it says in John 10:27, my sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. So when you hear the truth, you will follow the Word of God. When you hear the truth, you will obey that form of doctrine delivered to you. When you hear the truth, you will enter in and find rest for your soul. Today's the day of salvation now, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be listening to Pastor Buddy in the weeks to come on Sunday evening at 5 o'clock Central Time out of Nashville on WNQM 1300 AM on your radio dial. 50,000 watts of clear channel. We hope you're listening in this evening to the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. And just give me a call if you'd like to call me tonight. I'm live on the second day of April, and we're moving right along in time. So if you'd like to call me, my telephone number at the studio here in the hills of Tennessee, area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. That's our telephone number live. If you'd like to call us after the program tonight, give us a call. Area code 423-626-2172. You can write me now, and I'll be looking for your letter. I'll answer every letter. Your questions will be answered. I will personally care for you, myself. You can write me at Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. We're located right here in the beautiful hills of East Tennessee in New Tazewell, Tennessee. 37824. My calling number again tonight is area code 423-626-2172. Now, I want you to stay tuned next Sunday night for another message on the Shepherd's Call in search of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Knowing this, that the true people of Jacob are scattered abroad upon the face of the earth, and in the last days there will be an attempt to recover the remnant of the truth seekers. For in the last days, man shall not endure sound doctrine, but to those that are hungry and search and seek after the truth, the Bible said the truth will be found. If you'd like the whole truth, nothing but the truth, if you'd like the true name, the covenant name, the name revealed, if you'd like the revelation of the name that was concealed, the Bible says that I know that you have a name that you live by, but you're dead, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't everything that glitters that's gold. And it's not everything that says, Lord, Lord, that will enter into the kingdom, but those who have done the will of my Father. Remember, he said, I have revealed to them, Holy Father, thy name. And this name is above every name. At this name, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess. Are you ready tonight to confess the great, magnanimous, magnificent, glorious, almighty name of the great God of Israel? How do you say in praise and in honor and in respect? Why is it that you hear Christians say hallelujah? Well, is it because that the word hallelujah means praise ye? And Yah is the short poetic form of the great covenant name of Yahweh. Praise ye Yah. Did you know that the highest mountain chain in the earth is in memory of his great name, the Himalayas? Did you know that the great sequoia tree in the forests of California, these great majestic trees are called the sequoia? These are the trees and the mountains that clap their hands and give him glory. Could you give him glory? Would you praise that great, magnanimous, magnificent name above every name? Do you really know the name of the Creator? Do you want the truth? Are you tired of tradition? Are you tired of the same old Christian runaround? The lukewarm, the popcorn, the promises to fill you with the meat and the truth, and it never comes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if that's true, then right for our exciting track, Hallelujah, the Highest Praise. You can also visit my website. That's www.pastorbuddy.net if you have access to the internet. And we have many articles posted there, along with information, where you can get in touch with the Shepherd's Call Ministry with Pastor Buddy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall has caught up with us for this hour. Now, if you'd like to, if you can switch at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 7 o'clock Central in your listening zone tonight, if you can switch to WWCR shortwave at 7 o'clock Central Time on 5070, and we will be on again on WWCR around the world, the transmitting jewel of the South, on shortwave radio with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. And tonight's message, part two of the unveiling of the second Passover. You don't want to miss it. It's very exciting. And it's revelating to the fact that the mysteries of God in the last days spoken by His prophets will be finished when it shall come to pass that the truth will cover the earth, that He will send fishermen and hunters, and they will fish for them, and they will hunt for them, and in that day there shall be glory and salvation from the hills of Mount Zion. Until next Sunday night at 5 o'clock Central Time, 6 o'clock Eastern, with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy, I'll see you next Sunday evening on WNQM 1400 AM on your radio dial. Many blessings to you, and may the good Master, may He take a liking to you, and may the power of Yahweh give you blessing and strength and courage in the time to come. Well, we're getting the old ram's horn warning, and we're going to get out of here. We'll see you next Sunday night, Yahweh willing, on the Shepherd's Call. Thank you.